We're going to have a lot of fun with this one today because I'm going to flat out tell you that wanting and having children is pure selfish act. That's what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CEO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years experience in the field. And I help parents and educators and teachers navigate the realities of what parenting is. And now don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we're putting the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put the pride and ego aside and let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're watching or listening from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources on that website to help you with your child's self-esteem, confidence, and so much more. So I will add the link in the description and in the comments for you to have a look at that. I highly recommend it. It's a gem. So let's jump right in. Parenting or becoming parents is a selfish act. And I will explain. It's not a personal attack. It's not our fault. But when you start looking at it that way, you understand where our traumas come from, where all of our life issues come from when we get to the core of it. So I'm going to start with explaining what being a parent is, what your actual role is as a parent, and why it is an actual selfish thing. The child has nothing to do with it. Actually, you could be doing the same with puppies, and then how to get out of that. So I'm all about breaking patterns, so and make sure that our children don't have to clean up after us, or that we're not carrying over our traumas from generation to generation. So this is it. This is what's going to help you break that pattern, break that cycle, and allow your child to not have to carry that burden of all the previous generations. So let's jump right in. Your true definition, your true role as a parent is to provide physical, emotional, psychological, social, and cognitive support to your children from infancy to adulthood. And that's it. It's a moral obligation. You are there to support this human being until they are capable of caring for themselves. So you're there to make your child a better person and in the process, make the world a better place. So it's very, very unselfish when you look at the true definition. But the way we are taught the reasons why we have children breaks it all apart. And this is why when we go to therapy, when we do all that inner work, everything is kind of related back to our parents or the family dynamic, because for something that is so unselfish to the human race, we have made it extremely selfish. So we're going to dive right into it. So when you think about the reasons why we have children, I'm going to give you a second just to think. If you are a parent, why did you want to have children? Why did you have children? And if you're not a parent but want children, why do you want your children? Right? So let's just think about that. And this is something that you can kind of teach your children now. Teach them about the reasons why we have children, right? And right off the bat, we could say that, of course, religion will say it's for procreation. It's procreation purposes. We needed builders. We needed factory workers. We needed to populate a new world. So we needed to procreate. That is a very selfish act. This has nothing to do with the betterment of a human being. It was just we need more warm bodies to do the work that we don't want to do. Right? So that is very selfish. It has nothing to do with the child. It has nothing to do with raising a functioning and compassionate human being. But we could also just say, we have to keep the family lineage, right? So now we're talking about genetics, coupling people with the right genes and the right bloodline so that we can have the best stock, right? So now we're moving way, way past the whole thing of I want to make this world a better place. is just we need to keep our bloodline running, right? We want to please our parents. They want to be grandparents. They're on us constantly. When am I going to get grandchildren? When am I going to? Many of you have to go through this, even for those who don't want children. And I will applaud you for those who have made that conscious choice of saying, I am not having children. Good for you, because that is a very unselfish act. And people will say, well, you're so selfish. You know, you don't want to give your life to somebody else, and you have all your reasons why you don't want children, but good for you, because you're the only unselfish one in this case, okay? Before everybody else gets mad at me, let's go on with the reason. So we have the status. I want to be the best mom ever. Look at me. We're the perfect family, right? The picture perfect family. I want the shower. I want the gender reveal. I want the push gift. What, right? It's all about gifts. It has nothing to do with the baby. We're not talking about, hey, let's give this child the best thing that they can have. It's no, what can we give the parents before the baby even gets there, right? So it could also be for financial aid. There's some people in some countries where you get subsidies for having children. We start popping babies. Nothing unselfish about that, okay? If you are in a financial bind, I can understand that you're looking for ways to get that money in, but at the expense of a human being, we have some moral issues there. Feel a void. We feel lonely. We feel empty inside. And I mentioned that in many other episodes, but that emptiness, you're the responsible for filling that void. Nobody else can fill it for you. So having a baby and putting that burden on a baby, that is very selfish. And it's very cruel. This is where the trauma starts, right? In your quest for wanting better, but it's at the expense of a helpless human being, right? You want to save your marriage. You want to save your relationship. You want to keep your partner. So people will even trick their partner and get pregnant. We don't need to go into details with that, knowing that that is very, very selfish. Now, some of you will say, well, listen, I didn't have a choice. You know, my circumstances, I got pregnant by accident. But that again, we know how babies are made, and we know what to do to prevent from having babies. We know that birth control is not 100%. So if you decide to take that risk, it's because you wanted to satisfy your own physical needs, your own physical urges. So again, very selfish. We're talking about being forced and then getting pregnant from that. Again, the person that forced you and attacked you, it was a very selfish act. They're now a parent, right? And you were a victim in this as well. So there's a lot of reasons. If we're looking in a broader sense, there's nobody I have not, in my over 20 years experience, heard somebody say, I want a child because I want to support physically, emotionally, socially, this perfect little human being so I can make the world a better place. Nobody says that, okay? So that's why becoming a parent is a very selfish thing, right? You think it's an obligation, that's what we're supposed to do. But when you look at the implications and the fact that we're not prepared in any way to have children, that's where it gets complicated. And that's where we start messing up other human beings. So we have to understand, before you hate me even more, it's not our fault. We're talking about, since the beginning of time, we have been giving the wrong impression of what becoming parents are. We weren't even shown that this was purely a selfish act for the reasons that we do them for. For the real reasons, it's not selfish, but for the reasons we do them now as a so-called modern civilization, it is purely selfish. So we weren't taught this, right? And when we were taught this, we were taught the wrong way. But you have to understand, our parents weren't taught this, our grandparents weren't taught this, and we're going back and back and back. Nobody was told that you're supposed to have children to make the world a better place, to support this. You had a moral obligation to support and build up this other human being that had nothing to do with you. Some people will have children later on as well, because the kids are grown. Again, we want to fill that void. So we have another one later, 10 years later, or we may not have been the best parents, and depending on the life choices we've made in the past with our first set of children. And we just want to make things right with this last one, right? And we want to show up as a great parent. Again, very selfish thing. It has nothing to do with the child that you're making, and you're still disregarding the children that you've had before. So again, very, very selfish. But if you look online on, how to avoid being a selfish parent, it doesn't actually give you anything. It only tells you how to detach yourself from your own toxic parents. So it will go on and give you a lot of resources on how to disconnect, how to step back, how to cut off toxic parents, but it doesn't tell you anything on how not to become yourself a toxic parent, right? Because it, for your own selfish reasons, when your child doesn't turn out, or becoming a parent doesn't turn out the way that you had expected, then it's the child's fault, right? The child is a pain in the butt. It's not fair. They're going to be the death of you. They're torturing you. You have all the reasons, but you wanted this child for your own personal reason. And when things don't work out the way you wanted, now it's the child's fault, right? Now I'm going to tell you why we can't be beating ourselves up. But now that I'm going to tell you this, you have some work to do, right? Because then it becomes a choice. Until now, we didn't have a choice, but now it's a choice. So if you decide to keep going with your selfish ways, then that's on you. And if we want to break a cycle, if you don't want your children to go through the traumas that you went through, we need to do the work now. So there is a wonderful person called Teal Swan. Many of you will understand. She has this theory on the doll syndrome, right? And I think it's the best way to explain why becoming parents is a selfish thing, and how we are taught to be selfish parents. So if you look at a doll, and of course we're relating this to girls, because we always assign the role of a parent to the girls, but it's in the boys as well. And I will explain that a bit later as well, because boys have their dolls as well. They just don't like to be called dolls, but they have their toys as well. So when we're giving a doll as a little girl, we're taught to, we're supposedly given a doll to learn how to care for a baby, right? That's our future job. And so we learn to love it, nurture it, take care of it, make it look pretty. But then when we're tired, when we have other things to do, we set it down and we go on with our life, right? Or if we see a prettier, shinier one with more gadgets, we will dump the old doll and get a new doll, or ask for a new one, right? And when we don't want to play with them anymore, we set them aside. And when we grow up, we put them in a box somewhere in the basement, in a closet, in an attic, in storage, and we completely forget about it. That's what we are taught parents are. It's very convenient. It's for our own entertainment. And that's how we see it. When we want to become parents, we want to take care of this little baby. We want to have this person that is dependent on us, that needs us. We want to have that control over a human being. The problem is, with a real life human, you can't set it aside when you're tired. You can't set it aside when you're done with it. We can't set it aside when we see a prettier one or a better one, right? So it's really not our fault. This is the whole concept of the doll syndrome, is we are having our babies expecting that experience with that we had with the dolls, with this beautiful thing, this new thing that comes to us. We want to nurture it, and when we're done, we just forget about it. When it comes to the boys, it's the same thing. If you have your action figures, right? Your to toys, your dinosaurs, your trucks. It's all the same concept. It's a toy that you really care for it. You're very careful. You don't want anybody touching it, right? But when you're done with it, you just want to toss it aside. And the great analogy with that too is l looking at Toy Story, right? You have Andy that have all these toys. When he's done with one, he'll go to another one, right? They're kind of being tossed around. If you look at the neighbors, Sid, And what he does with the toys, it's a whole other thing, right? But if we associate that to how we are taught to care for things, for human beings, for toys that represent other humans, it's a little disturbing, but it's the truth. This is what we do, right? So we learn to nurture these non-living objects to pretend that they are living, right? We play house. But when we're done and when we're tired, we forget about it. We move on. This is the model that we are given for real life. So this is where it gets distorted in terms of what we were given and what we were taught to care for, or what a family unit looked like versus what you actually have to do. If you look, even now that they have these programs in high schools where the students are these teens are given either a baby that cries when it needs caring, or an egg or a bag of flour or whatever it is that they give them. It takes no time at all for the horrible things to happen to these eggs and flowers and fake babies, right? And it even drives the parents insane. This is the opportunity to show your teenager what the reality of being a parent is, and you're going in on how of an inconvenience that is. So we're teaching our children that have the ch that children that they are a con an inconvenience. But we wanted them, right? So again, you have to look at the reason why you wanted children. We start resenting them when they don't give us the results that we were expecting, and these were false results, false expectations, right? And you just look at it as if your family portrait doesn't look the way that you wanted it to, right? You can see this in gender reveals when the parents don't know what the gender of their baby is and they find out, and you could always see that one of them is disappointed, right? So already straight there, that was the most selfish act. This most selfish parent is, they're not looking to support and nurture a human being for them to be the best version of themselves. They were looking for a mini-me. Right? They wanted the matching outfits. They wanted the play ball with them. They wanted, now they don't get it. Look at parents who end up with children that are not healthy, right? That's a whole other portrait that you were not given, that you did not want to have. And now it's an inconvenience. And this child is an inconvenience. So, and I'm generalizing here, of course. There's some people that are taking their role as a parent very serious, and they do what they do no matter what. All it is that we glorify, we paint this beautiful picture of what it's like to become parents, why you want to be parents, but when it's not easy anymore, you don't want it anymore, right? You lose your freedom, you lose your social circles, there's so many restrictions financially, it takes a toll, right? And so you didn't get it right with the first one. Let's have a second one to prove that we can get it right this time. And now this one, it doesn't work either. So let's have another one. We're just making it worse and worse and worse and worse instead of stopping and say, okay, wait a minute. What do I really want from this? Right? We're overpopulated. We don't need to be colonizing a new world right now. So why are you populating right now? Right? That sounds very rude, and I'm not cool. I work with human beings, little human beings, right? So don't think that I'm a robot who has no emotions towards children. It's quite the contrary. The reason why I bring up this topic is because I see what happens to these beautiful, wonderful little human beings when they're being blamed for their parents not having the life that they wanted. So that's why when I told you in the beginning that we put the child's needs first, this is what I mean. It has nothing to do with hating on children or, stop populating altogether. Is stop yourself and ask yourself, why did you want to have children? And are you really showing up the way you're supposed to be showing up as a parent, right? It's not a toy. This is a real life person, okay? So how do you get yourself out of that? Right? How do we get ourselves out of this selfish parent mentality that we've been going over for generations and generations and generations, right? If you get religion, I'm not even going to mention religion, but when you get visits from the priest because you didn't have a child in the last 10 months, And then you're being questioned about your faith, right? That's not the true definition of being a parent, right? So we have a look at that as well. So the first thing you need to do, whether you're a parent now and now you feel guilty, or you're thinking of becoming a parent, and have these conversations with your children from they're young, when they're playing with their doll. You know, we're not asking you to give them the morals. You have to keep it in this sense where they're understanding. But even in their teen years, you know, why would you want to become a parent? What are the real reasons why? And do you understand what being a parent is? And give them the real definition to say it has nothing to do with you. Becoming a parent has nothing to do with you. You are not a parent. You are a person who is having children, right? And that's why so many parents lose themselves in becoming a parent. And now that's all they are. And once the children leave the nest, you don't know who you are anymore because you've only been a parent. A parent is a job. It's a hat that you wear. So you have to teach your children, don't lose yourself. It's not being selfish to remain who you are. Don't lose yourself in becoming a parent. Your becoming a parent is just an enhancement, right? It builds you up, but it's not who you are. Okay, so just remember that you are not a mom. You are a woman who has children. You are not a dad. You are a man who has children. Okay, just keep that in mind. So be honest with yourself. Have these conversations with your children. Don't tell them that you just, you just had them because your parents couldn't get off your case, or you only had them because you wanted to marry this person, right? You don't go into that. The kids don't want to hear that. But be honest with yourself with why you wanted to be a parent, the real reason why. And there's no wrong answer, but it gives you an idea of where you're standing as a parent and how much trauma you're going to give your child. So why do you want to become a parent? What are the real reasons? Be honest with yourself, okay? There's no wrong answer. Why did you want to become a parent? And what are your expectations? What were you expecting from having a child? What did that look like for you? Did you ever think about the not so fun sides of having a child? Right? Did that ever cross your mind before you went on? Or was it just, a fairy tale type of thing where you're like, no, I got this. Right? Did you really give it some thought and have those conversations with your children when they're old enough to understand, okay, well, what does that look for you to be a parent? And let them give you their view of what a parent is, and then ask them and say, okay, but what does that mean to you if that's not what you get? Right? Let them think that. And we're not projecting negativity in a child. We're being realistic about it. We don't know what kind of child we're going to have. So what happens? You want a little mini me matching outfits, playing together, or doing things together. Okay, you want the best golf player, you want the best dancer, you want the best singer, you want, whatever reason that whatever you want your child to become, the best doctor in the world. Okay, but what if they can't be? Well, then what? Right? What does that mean to you? So be honest with yourself with why you want to be a parent. Why do you want children? How do you expect life to be? Like, what are your expectations from that? What are you getting out of having children? And what does that look like for you if that's not what you get? Right? Those are the three main things. And have a real view of what your child, if you are a parent right now, what does your child really need from you? Right? So you think that your child may need you to show up this way, but what if your child needs you to show up in a different way? Right? So have a look as when we're putting our child's needs first, because that's your role as a parent. Are you really giving your child what he or she needs? Or are you just giving them what you think they need? Right? And then say, well, I'm your parent. I know what's best for you. Right? And just think back of what was given to you when you were a child. So have a really realistic view of what your child actually needs from you, and are you providing that support? Because that is the definition of being a parent. Are you supporting and nurturing them the way that they need to be nurtured and supported at their level of development? Not at the level of development you expect them to be, but where they are at actually, and where they need to grow from there. And after all of that, get the support that you need. You need a village when you're raising children. If you're wanting children to show the world that you can do it all by yourself, that is a very, very toxic approach to parenting. All right, you can't do it all by yourself. First of all, you need somebody else to make the baby, and you need your village. So get the support that you need. Get the support that your child needs. You cannot lose yourself as a person, as an individual, by having children, right? Whether you are a single parent, whether you are with a partner, whether you're co-parenting, whatever your family portrait looks like, right? Are you getting the support that you need? Is your child getting you the support that they need? So have a look at that, kind of move away from that selfish parenting. And again, if you're planning on having more children, ask yourself, why do I want this? And it's okay to be honest with yourself and say, I'm bored and I want to take care. I miss the babies, right? I'm at that point now. It's like, I miss the babies. I'm just going to have to wait for grandbabies. I'm not going to have a baby myself. I'll wait for grandbabies. But again, I can't impose that on my children. If they don't want children, I'm going to have to accept that. That's the reflection that you want to know. I can't be forcing my sons to have babies just because I want another baby. What does that look like for you? And it's okay if you're looking to avoid, but just don't forget your place and your role as a parent. You are initially having this child to fill that void, let's just say, okay? But why can't you fill that void? What is missing inside, and why is it? So now you know where you need to heal. And what are you going to do to make sure that you don't pass that on to your child, right? As generational trauma. So keep that in mind. There is no wrong answer. You can be a parent. You're going to be an amazing parent. But just don't forget that your child is not responsible for healing you, right? Or is not. And you cannot expect them to give you what you were expecting. You chose to have the child. It's not the child's fault if it's not the picture that you wanted. So that's all. There's so much more that I could go on, but I'll just leave you with that because that's a lot to take in. We tend don't guilt yourself into this. Don't second guess yourself as a parent. You are all amazing parents. You're all doing the best that you can. But it's really time to take that step back, that time of reflection, and say, okay, how did I start this off? Was I on the right track with this? And how can I fix it if it really is just for your own personal reasons. So I will leave that with you. Don't forget to check out the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy. There's some great resources there that can help you as well. And if you need more information about this, you can definitely contact me. All of my information is everywhere. And yeah, if you want, I can do a Q&A. Everybody's situation is different, but start having these conversations. Start preparing your children for these conversations as well so they can start their family on the right foot. And let's just make this world a better place. So I'm going to leave you with that. It's a big, 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 big moral thing. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.